You are listening to WETF, the jazz station in South Bend, Indiana, heard worldwide on jazz radio WETF.org. This is the Jazz Focus, and my name is John Clark. Thank you for joining us. And today we're going to be listening to some music that was recorded by a great trombone player of the 1920s, Miff Mole. Irving Mole was born in 1898 in Roosevelt, Long Island. He became one of the first stylists on trombone in jazz in the 1920s. He was playing in some of the bands that I guess you'd have to call ragtime or rhythmic dance bands in the late 1910s with players like Benny Kruger and people like that. And he became influenced by the original Dixieland Jazz Band and their trombone player Eddie Edwards. But Miff Mole was a far better trombone player than any of those players playing that style. The tunes that we're going to be picking from today are the first recordings that came out under his name. These were called Miff Mole and His Little Molars, so-called. They were recorded for the OK label, mostly in 1927 and 1928, and the ones we're going to listen to will all feature his partner in the front line, Red Nichols, Loring Red Nichols, and they were one of the most fruitful partnerships in jazz in the 1920s. They were both, as I said, good enough musicians, Red Nichols was too, to play in all kinds of different circumstances, Broadway pit bands, recording orchestras, jazz bands, backing vocalists, all things like that. And the two tunes that we started with, Alexander's Ragtime Band, Irving Berlin's big hit of 1911, and Some Sweet Day by Fred Rose and Abel Ullman were both recorded on January 26th of 1927. They give us a pretty good idea of the type of music to come. This was jazz that was not of the emotional and energetic variety that we think of as New Orleans jazz from that period, and it wasn't blues-based like the jazz from the Southwest, and it wasn't even the Hotcha Razzmatazz big band style of the 1920s that you would have heard on Broadway in New York or in Chicago. This was kind of jazz with a little intellect as well as some rhythmic intensity. So in the band that we heard from those first two sides, recorded January 26th of 1927 for OK Records, we heard Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Mole on trombone, Art Schutt on piano, Dick McDonough on banjo and guitar, and Vic Burton on drums. No reed player on this session, which is kind of unusual. We're going to hear at least a three-piece front line on the other sides coming up. We're going to hear the third tune from that session at the beginning of our next set coming up, and that's a tune called Hurricane, which was written by the piano player Paul Mertz, who was an associate of Bix Beiderbecke in the Midwest and then the Wolverines and the Gene Goldkett band as well a couple of years earlier. And he wrote some interesting tunes, including this one. We're going to be hearing tunes that are definitely harmonically forward-looking. Some of them are taking advantage of some of the novelty aspects of jazz harmony and modernist harmony in classical music. We're going to hear at least a couple of tunes at the end of this set that were composed by Fud Livingston, saxophone player who was very influential in jazz. He's never really gotten his due. His arrangements and his songs were extraordinarily modern sounding for the day, and his playing was not without interest either. We'll come up with that in a second. So we're going to go on to the session of March 7th of 1927. More or less the same band with some additions, Red Nichols and Miff Mole again, Art Shutt on piano. Art Shutt was nicknamed the Baron. He was one of the most prolific early jazz piano players in the white jazz circles from that period, and he had a career that lasted into the 1940s. Dick McDonough again on banjo and guitar, Joe Tardo on tuba, and Ray Baduc on drums. Ray Baduc was right at the beginning of his recording career. He had just come north from New Orleans shortly before. And we're also going to hear Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet and alto sax. The three tunes from this session we're going to hear are Bix Beiderbecke's Davenport Blues, showing that Bix's influence was being felt in New York by this point, certainly. Shelton Brook's tune from an earlier day, the Darktown Strutter's Ball. And from a very earlier day, the time of the Spanish-American War, we're going to hear Hot Time in the Old Town Tonight, which truthfully should be called Hot Time in Old Town Tonight, but the title was changed, I guess, to fit the melody more than anything else. So after that, we're going to hear those two tunes that I mentioned by Fud Livingston. Fud Livingston will be on this date, which is August 30th of 1927. He'll be playing clarinet and tenor sax. Pee Wee Russell plays clarinet. It's a little hard to untangle the clarinet styles. They were both similar in a lot of ways, playing a very raspy, growly sort of style, but we'll try to let you know who's on that. Along with Red Nichols and Miff Mole, Adrian Rollini appears on bass sax, Art Shutt, Dick McDonough again, Eddie Lang plays guitar, Dick McDonough restricts himself to banjo on this one, and Vic Burton is back on drums. So those are our tunes for this set coming up. Hurricane, Davenport Blues, the Darktown Strutter's Ball, Hot Time in Old Town Tonight, Imagination, and Feelin' No Pain, last two by Fud Livingston. All of these by Miff Mole and his Little Molars. Thank you.
Thank you. Folks, you know there's a hot time? Where's the hot time there, boy? Well, there's a hot time in Old Town tonight.
Thank you.
That's quite an arrangement. We'll start with the last two, those Fud Livingston compositions and arrangements. The last tune we heard was Feelin' No Pain, preceded by Imagination, and they featured a band including Red Nichols on trumpet or cornet, possibly, Miff Mole on trombone, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet. He definitely took the clarinet solo on Feelin' No Pain. He was technically a little more secure than Fud Livingston was. Fud Livingston played a short tenor solo on that, surrounded by an excellent bass sax solo by Adrian Rollini. We also heard Art Schutt on piano, Dick McDonough on banjo. He played a banjo solo on Feelin' No Pain, backed up by Eddie Lang on guitar, kind of an interesting combination there, and then Vic Burton on drums. And we heard some good Vic Burton timpani on the previous song, Imagination. Fud Livingston was really an extraordinary arranger and composer. He continued through the 1930s into the 40s, arranging for people like Jimmy Dorsey and Benny Goodman, too. Alcohol was not his friend, and he ended up kind of sad at the end of his life, but he was very, very talented and left us some of the most interesting tunes of the period. So we started out with Hurricane, the Paul Mertz tune from January 26th of 1927, that first Miff Moles Little Molars date, and that just had the two horns, Red Nichols and Miff Moles, along with Art Schutt, Dick McDonough, and Vic Burton. Then we heard the three tunes from the March 7th, 1927 date, the Davenport Blues, Darktown Strutters Ball, and A Hot Time in the Old Town Tonight, all of which have Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet and alto sax, and the last two of which have tuba solos by Joe Tarto, not a usual thing at the time. Ray Baduke was the drummer on those three. And then, of course, Imagination and Feeling No Pain, which were from August 30th of 1927. One more tune from that date, not a Fud Livingston arrangement, but, possibly, I don't think it was his arrangement. I think this actually might have been a stock arrangement that they adapted a little bit. It's of the tune that, by that point, was 10 years old, the original Dixieland One Step, one of the first tunes recorded by the original Dixieland Jazz Band to start off the jazz recording craze. And, again, that will feature the band we just talked about. From that point, we're going to go to September 1st of 1927, the exact same band, only a couple of days later. All of these, by the way, recorded in New York City for OK Records. We're going to hear the Paul Dresser tune, My Gal Sal, which was an old waltz at that point, but was perked up a little bit by this band. Then a tune by a fellow named Goldstein, the Honolulu Blues. Don't know anything else about Goldstein in that case. Then a tune by Lilliard and Kreese, The New Twister, a good jazz tune in there that was recorded by several jazz bands from the period. Then two tunes that were recorded by quite a different band, and that goes up a good deal later, too, July 6th of 1928, again in New York City for OK Records. We're going to hear One Step to Heaven, a tune by Klages and Greer, and then the jazz standard by Spencer Williams, Shimmy Shoe Wobble. This features Red Nichols and Miff Mole and a Chicago rhythm section. A group of young Chicago musicians had come east to New York to basically starve to death trying to make a living playing jazz, and fortunately Red Nichols and Miff Mole gave them a break on this date, and apparently this was the only thing that kept them from going hungry for a while before they started getting established in other bands. We're going to hear Frank Teschmacher on clarinet, Joe Sullivan on piano, Eddie Condon on banjo, and Gene Krupa on drums, all of whom were at the very beginning of their recording careers as well. So this is Miff Mole and his Little Molars, the original Dixieland One Step, My Gal Sal, Honolulu Blues, The New Twister, One Step to Heaven, and Shimmy Shawabble. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a great juxtaposition of the very hot style of the Chicago Players with Frank Teschmacher and Joe Sullivan, Eddie Condon, and Gene Krupa with a very cool and measured style of Red Nichols and Miff Mole. Miff Mole and his Little Molars, we heard at the end of that set, One Step to Heaven, subtitled The Windy City Stomp, and then Shimmy Sha Wobble, done on July 6th of 1928 for OK Records. Before that, we heard from August 30th of 1927, the original Dixieland One Step, a good hot version of a jazz standard at that point. My Gal Sal from September 1st of 1927, and also from that same date, Honolulu Blues and the New Twister, all featuring the Little Molars, which in that case featured some outstanding bass sax work by Adrian Rollini, a little tenor sax here and there by Fud Livingston, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Miff Mole and Red Nichols again, Art Shutt on piano, Dick McDonough on banjo, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Vic Burton on drums. That was one of the best jazz bands recording in the 1920s, certainly the best, one of the best white bands, but in general one of the best bands. We have two more tunes for you, but before we do, I will tell you you have been listening to WETF, the jazz station in South Bend, Indiana, heard worldwide on jazz radio, WETF.org. And my name is John Clark, and you're listening to the Jazz Focus, and we've been listening to the music of Miff Mole and his Little Molars today from 1927 and 1928. We're going to finish up with two tunes, Crazy Rhythm by Roger Wolf Kahn, and You Took Advantage of Me by Rodgers and Hart. These are the last two tunes by the Little Molars that featured Red Nichols on trumpet. And this is more of a big band sound from July 27th of 1928, with Red Nichols and Leo McConville on trumpet, Miff Mole on trombone, Dudley Fosdick on mellophone, sometimes sounding like a trombone, Fud Livingston again on clarinet and tenor sax, Art Shutt on piano, Carl Kress on guitar, Joe Tarto on bass, and Stan King on drums. So thank you very much, and tune in again next week. Thank you.